Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed me and he's kept me. I got a right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, you do. Hello.
The Lord has kept
me.
And he's blessed me. I got a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has kept me. And he blessed me.
Yes, yes.
I got a right to praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes,
Lord. The Lord has blessed me.
Oh, yes.
He kept me.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I got a right to praise the Lord. When I think of
my God,
goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me,
yes,
my soul cries out,
yes.
Hallelujah. I thank God.
Oh, yes.
Saving me.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
The Lord has blessed me.
Yes, oh, yes, yes, my Lord.
And he's given me.
Holy.
I got a mind. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes.
And he's kept me.
Uh-huh.
I got a mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
When yes, I think about
yes,
goodness of Jesus,
and
all he's done,
yes, sir. Thank you, God.
My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God.
Thank
I
you,
thank God for saving me.
Oh, yes.
The Lord has blessed me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
And he's kept me. I got a mind to praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Has blessed me.
Oh, yes.
And he's kept me.
Yes.
I got a mind. I got a right. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Glory be God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Shane.
I got a right. You got
yes,
a right. You got
yes,
a right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
Be God.
We all have a right.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
All of us.
Ooh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know,
thank
he
you,
gave
God.
Us that right.
Amen.
Amen. You know,
he gave us his name to use. Whenever we get ready to use that name again, we can use that name in the name. In the name. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we got a right.
God, all right. Praise him.
We got a right to praise his name.
Amen.
Where that freedom come from.
Thank you, God.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Free to praise him. Yes, Lord. Free to praise him.
Thank the Lord.
Thank Amen. You, Chief.
Thank you, God.
Lord, all my soul, all what that's within me. Bless
yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, it's good.
Amen.
This is an everlasting. It's an
yes.
All generation.
Yes.
Praise God. We praise God for another day and another week.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in the number.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Thank you, God, for it. So, oh, we'll bless the Lord at all times.
Yes,
yes, praise. Continually be in my mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is good. He's worthy.
Yes,
yes.
Of all the praise we can give him.
Amen.
He's worthy of it.
Praise yes.
God. And then we'll still fall short.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory be
God. God is
good.
God.
Is God.
Yes, he is. This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise in this in your house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Come in and out to the second Sunday of the 10th month of the year. Hallelujah. Move on right on by.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And ain't waiting for nobody.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
You better jump on board while it's passing by.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So when the train's going to stop.
Amen.
Right now, it's rolling for you.
Yes, it is. Yes,
you sir. Be able to go in when the bridegroom comes.
Yeah.
Not catching the train, but on the train.
Yes, sir. Amen. My Lord.
When the bridegroom comes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Because he's coming and every eye shall see him.
Shall see him. That's so true.
Hallelujah. And every tongue going to have to confess.
Amen.
That day is Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And I bless this holy, righteous name.
My Lord.
Glory to God. We give honor to God, Father, and Holy Spirit, and to Elders Gifts for the presiding, and to all the other preachers in the, on Zoom and everybody else up there.
Thank you, Lord. God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, everybody's somebody.
That's true.
Everybody's precious.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is worthy of God's blessing.
Amen. Yes,
there's nobody no worthy than nobody else.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All have a right.
All of us are God's handmaid.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't make no description in it.
Mm-mm.
So we bless his name. Today, he is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And he never make a mistake.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. He's all knowing, all powerful.
Oh, my God. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. All loving and all kind.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
From the book of St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, begin with the first going to the, well, I'm just going to read the fifth verse.
Okay.
St. John 2, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. His mother said unto them, to the servants, whatsoever he says to unto you, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell somebody, just do it.
Just do it.
Okay. A lot of times, if we ask somebody to do something, we want to know why. Why and who told you to ask me? Okay.
Yep.
And why should I do it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that why couldn't get somebody else to do it? But whatever God said in his word, the scripture says, do it.
Do it.
So instead of questioning everything, just go on and do it.
Amen.
Take him at his word, and knowing that whatever we do for the kingdom is not in vain.
Amen.
And whatever you do for the kingdom, you will be rewarded for it many times over. God is not slack in his blessing. He will bless you just like it said he would in his word. So just whatever is said to you to do by Jesus or the word of God, we should do it without hesitance.
Amen.
Do it without doubting.
Mm-hmm.
And do it because the word said so.
Amen.
Do it because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
He is.
No man cometh to the Father except to come by Jesus.
Amen.
All right. So whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Don't give him no headaches. Not that you can. But don't try to worry him. Just do and hurt his feelings because all he's doing for you and you don't want to do nothing for him.
Amen.
He's blessing us 24/7.
Amen.
And we don't even want to praise him 2 minutes.
Amen.
But the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Okay, so we need to say the praises of the Lord.
Amen.
Talk about how good he is.
Amen.
Talk about how wonderful he is. Talk about how merciful he is.
Yes.
Talk about how all powerful he is.
Yes.
We need to sing his praises.
Amen.
Talk about how he has made everything. Everything gonna have to obey him and come before him one of these days.
That's right.
If you don't do it now, you're gonna do it one of these days. But make sure you have made everything all right with him.
Amen.
Before that day come.
Yes.
Okay, so whatever he says, do.
Do it.
Do it. Tell you to bless his name. You should be able to do that without hesitance. You ought to be willing to holler out loud and cry out to him. Spare not. Okay? You're just doing what the word says do.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Yes.
God is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
And he's merciful.
Amen.
He is the one to call on.
Amen.
When you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Say, call him. And he'll be there.
Yes.
That right early. Hallelujah. So knowing that if you call him, he will answer.
Amen.
When you call him in sincerity and call him according to the will of God, he will answer. Okay. And if he doesn't do it for you, it's because you is not part of what you need to make it into the kingdom. Because you want it. And he gives it to you, you may not be able to handle it. And be worse off than you were before you got started. But he is only allowing the things to come to you that's going to make you a better person. That's going to be a blessing for you. That's going to be for your good.
Amen.
All right. The word say the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. A wedding was going on. And the mother of Jesus was invited. Because the scripture says she was there. And not only was she there, but Jesus and his disciples was also invited to the wedding. And they were there also.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we got to realize that this was a Jewish wedding. And back then, those early days, the wedding don't want just an hour thing or a 2 hour thing. Or maybe even 3 or 4 hour thing. It went on for weeks. And the celebration went on for weeks. And the host had to have a plenty of food and things to drink to keep the people entertained and to satisfy their desire. And so it said, when the people got down, the wine got out, Jesus said to, Mary said to Jesus, they have no wine. Okay, so it means that the wine had already given out. Okay, that they had, that the hostess had on hand. He didn't have enough wine. And Mary noticed that people wanted wine, but there was no wine to give them. All right, sometimes we want things that's not there for us to have. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. Okay. Sometimes we want to call Jesus ahead of time.
All right.
We want to deliver us out our blessing. We want to deliver us out into the blessing before we can handle the blessing. So, you got to wait for him. And he will deliver by and by. The psalmist said, wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All right, and Jesus let you know that it's not time for me to be doing these right now. But it was also his mother that said that. And he's honoring his mother. And Jesus said to her, woman, what I have to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And Mary now says unto him, or unto them, whatsoever he said unto you to do, do it. Whatever he says, do it. Okay? Whatever the Lord tells you to do, you just need to just do it. Hear what the Lord is saying to you now. And if you haven't been doing it, do it. And if you have been doing it, but not doing it enough, improve. Hear his word and apply it on your daily basis. Apply in your speech. Apply in your actions. Apply in your deeds. Use the word of God in your defense. Use the word of God for correcting. Use the word of God for your hope and your deliverance. Use the word of God for your healing. Use the word of God. Okay? Do what he says do. Okay? Now, Jesus said unto her, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. He is now, Jesus had told him, whatever he tell you to do, do it. Note here in this next verse or two that these people followed his word and got results. And there was sick before him. What, six water pots. And they were water pots that were made of stone. And after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Six water pots they set before him. And the each pot held two to three firkins apiece. Now, a firkin was 9 gallons. So each water pot will hold 9 gallons of water. Jesus tells them, now fill the pots. Fill them with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Okay. Well, now Jesus tell them, they want wine. And Jesus tells them, give me water. You want some wine, but you need water. Okay. They didn't say, ask the master, what good is water going to do? They want wine. They didn't question his reasoning and what he asked them to do. They just did it. So whatever he says to you, just do it. Don't question it. He knows what he's doing.
Amen.
He knows how to handle it. He knows when and where and how much you need. Jesus told him, fill the pots up and fill them till they're about to run over. Run them to the brim. Okay, he wants to get the full amount that the pots will hold. And then he said, go out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bared it. Okay, now they wanted wine. Jesus got water in the pot. Nobody brought no grapes in. Nobody brought no juice in. Nobody brought no sugar in. Nobody didn't bring anything in but some water. How you gonna get wine from water? Okay, but they didn't ask the Lord that question. But we will. Lord, why did I need to do that? What good is this going to do? What good is that going to do? It ain't nothing what I asked for. I want it on wine and you bring me water. Just do what the Lord says do.
Amen.
Don't complain. Don't question it. And all you know that God never make a mistake.
Amen.
God always knows what's best.
Mm-hmm.
God always knows what holds lies in your future.
Amen.
And he knows what you need. And if you take him at his word, things will change in your behalf as well.
Mm-hmm.
He put water in the water pots. Now, six of them would be 162 gallons of water within the, in those containers. Jesus hadn't said anything other than fill the pots up, fill to the brim, and go out now. He didn't ask the Lord to do anything. He didn't ask God, his Father, to do anything. He did not ask anybody else to do anything other than fill the pots up. He didn't say to anybody else that you need to lay your hands on that barrel. Or he didn't get up and lay his hands on the barrel. He didn't bless the wine. He didn't bless it. He just said, pour in and dig out. Pour in and dip out. Pour in and dip out. You need to pour into the word of God. Pour into what God is telling you to do. Pour in. And then you can draw out. If you pour in, God's going to change your problem and let you draw out something that is beneficial to you. But you got to do it without question. You got to do it without doubt. You got to do it without knowing the results. You just got to know what you told God you need, and he's going to fulfill your every need and your every desire. Pull out, pour out, or pour in and take out. He said, now take out some wine or take out some from the barrel, the water pot. Take out from it and go bear it to the governor. So when the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine, and he didn't know where it come from, okay, but the servant did, because they had filled the pots up with water. And no doubt he thought he was taking water out of the pots and giving it to the governor. But in between him pouring in water and going out, the water changed to satisfy the need. And in the midst of you pouring in the word of God and going out from it, a change is going to come. What you need is going to be there. He said, I'll satisfy and fulfill your every need. Pour in, go out. See, you got to put in first. Or you can draw out. You can't go to the bank and draw out money and get put none in.
Amen.
So you got to put it in so you can go out. Put in some praises. Put in some witnesses to the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Put in some ammunition from the word of God. Pour in. And everything's going to work out. By and by. Okay. So, and the governor didn't know where it come from. But the servant did. From the water pot, he put it in water in. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning of the feast, do it set for good wine. And after you get them drunk, they take it change up and put the worst stuff out there. Okay? But you have kept the good wine into them. Okay, the best come from him. Jesus made the wine without saying a word. Jesus made the wine without lifting a hand. Jesus made the word seemingly by just doing nothing but giving orders, giving instruction. He's given us orders. He's given us instruction. And we just won't follow them because we were questioning them, why do I need to do that? That ain't going to make no sense. I know the Lord didn't tell me to do this. I know the Lord didn't have me drawing water in a thing and I'm supposed to get the wine out of water. Yeah. You just need to do what it said do.
Amen.
Just do it.
Do it.
Just do it. The word says unto us, do unto others as you have been doing to you. Just do it. Don't do what you want to do, but do what you should do. Okay? You want to knock somebody down.
Mm-hmm.
But you should just pick them up.
Yeah.
Okay? Do what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you want to do.
Amen.
But what you want to do is of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is of your mind. You need to do what the word says do.
Amen.
Okay? So Jesus said, love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love your enemies? Are you still working on it? You got to love your enemy.
Amen.
Do good to them that hate you.
Amen. Jesus
said that.
Yes.
So just do it.
Just do it.
I'm saying I tried to and I can't do it. You just don't want to do it. That's why you can't do it. You got to want to do it and just do it.
Yes.
Get self and flesh out of the way.
And do it.
And let God abide in your life. Sister Lorraine just sung, I got a right to praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that right, so just do it.
Amen.
You got to get nobody's permission. Just do it.
Just do it.
You ain't got to ask nobody to do it. Just do it.
Amen.
Okay? You ain't got to ask nobody to help me praise, and you just stop praising, they'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we want somebody to help start to praise up, and then I join in. Sometimes you ought to just start it up. Okay? And let the Lord want us to your praising.
Yes.
So love your men that do good to them that hate you.
Yes.
Bless them that curse you. Now, anybody feel like blessing somebody that just cursed you? No. You want to knock them to next week.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you just need to just do what God said do.
Amen.
And bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you.
Mm-hmm.
And unto them that smite thee on the one cheek, offer also the other cheek. And him that take it away, that cloak. forbid them not to take thy coat also. So somebody rob you, take your cloak from you, the top coat, don't hesitate giving them your regular coat that's under your top coat. Give them both coats.
Okay.
In other words, don't resist.
Yeah.
But do what the Lord tells you to do.
Yeah.
And some of us have resisted and died and got killed from resisting. Okay. But just do it. Show love. Let the love of God beat them down. Love of God clean them up. Show the love. And it says to them that smite thee on the one cheek, turn also to the other. And he and them that take away thy cloak, they're about to take also the coat. Give to every man that sake the asset of thee. Give to every man the asset of thee. And of him that take away thy goods, ask them not again. Okay? So, you're doing what God would have you do. Okay? If they ask for something and you got it, they give it. Okay? Don't let it matter who they are, but we'll say they don't need it. They're just going to go buy some wine. Okay? They're just going to go buy some alcohol. But he asked us to judge what they're going to do with it. He just said, give it. Does not God do the same thing? Does he not give to everyone that asks? Does he not bless everybody that needs a blessing?
Yes.
And that's everybody.
Amen.
You can't live without the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Does it not rain on the just as well as the unjust?
Mm-hmm.
He don't question it. Well, he already know what you're going to do with it.
Amen.
He already know how you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
He just give it to you anyway. He give everybody that's still here this day. But how are you going to use it is another story. He give it to you to praise him. But we take it and use it for our benefit. This is the Sabbath day. We're supposed to be worshiping him.
Amen.
Many of us, well, not you, because you were in the worship service, but many of us is still at home.
Mm-hmm.
And could be on Zoom.
Yes.
But they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many of us doing other things, going to the beach, going to the mountains, go somewhere. Okay. But he gave the day to worship and haven't worshiped him at all through the day. So God gives.
Yes.
To the enemy, because all that's not his children are the enemy. He blesses to everybody.
Amen.
No matter who they are, no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
He yes. blesses the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he blesses the saint.
Amen.
Okay, and he doesn't judge how we're going to do it and what they're going to do with it. And we're not only that, we do the judgment also at the church. What are they going to do with the money? Okay. You gave the money to the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's no longer yours. But you want to know what's going to do with my money.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't none of your money. You gave it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't yours before you gave it. For the earth is the Lord's.
Amen.
And the fullness thereof.
Amen.
The world and everything that dwell therein.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
Everybody is the Lord's.
It's the Lord's.
Okay. And your gift is the Lord, and you give it unto the Lord. Because whatever you do in deed or word, do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
It is the Lord that you're doing it to.
Amen.
You're not doing it to that beggar. You're doing it to the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. Whatever he said, do.
Do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Amen.
Okay. Repeat to everybody in the service. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Yes, yes. Glory be
all
to God.
You just do it.
Ah, yes, sir. To God be the glory.
Amen.
You didn't say discuss it. Just do it.
Just do it.
those men could have said, what I'm pouring water in this in the bath just for. But they didn't. Whatever he told them to do, that's what he did without question.
Amen.
When he said, go out the pot and take it to the there ain't no wine in there. You've got put some water. He said nothing, you ain't doing nothing. But then by them, they're doing it. The change came by them doing it. And the water baths were still water.
Yes, amen.
So they pour out the water became wine.
Yes, yes, God. Glory.
And they give it to you in abundance. No, 162 gallons. Is a lot of wine.
Yes, it is.
Okay. A lot of wine. And it overflow with you as well.
That's true.
If we just do.
Let's do it.
What the word said.
Amen.
And do it like the word said. And stop judging. Sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Stop judging.
Mm-hmm.
He tell you. He said, "Judge ye not." So just do that. Don't judge.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
And I may the grace of God speak in me with the Holy Spirit. Bless the rule in the Bible thus now, henceforth, and forevermore. And in Jesus' name I ask, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.